We are lit in the building. You got so much stuff going on. What?
Hey man, what? He said bring some stuff out. So
I said bring some pieces. I wanted them pieces.
Got some pieces over there.
Yes, sir.
So I went in my bag of tricks.
Okay. I'm still like, damn. I remember that. Okay. I remember that.
So you're definitely not a '90s baby.
No. No. Oh my gosh. Okay.
We got new face in the building from Detroit.
A historian. Like, I'm tripping out right now. I'm sorry. I'm seeing, like, tapes, real tapes, like.
By Big Boy and Dre, all members of Goody Mob.
You better fucking work.
Ball and G, both sides, Safe Stage Pimpin', UGK, Bun B, Nipsey Hussle. Nobody in the world got a Nipsey Hussle cassette signed by Nipsey. Nobody.
Shut up.
The only Nipsey Hussle tape.
That's wild.
That's signed by Nipsey.
Somebody may have the tape, but ain't nobody got the tape signed by Nipsey.
So do you have like a player to play these things?
Oh yeah, yeah. I keep a couple of VCRs and cassette decks and Walkmans and on deck, just on backup, you know, in case Big Brother come and take everything down and took streaming off. I can go in my little bunk, and as long as I got batteries.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Oh my gosh, who's that picture with?
Is young that Pastor Troy?
Oh my gosh.
Young Scrappy, young Little John. When Crunk was popping out, me made a shirt for Rick Ross over 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Jazzy Faye. First meeting Outkast in 1996 where I got this cassette. You see young Andre 3000, Big Boy at CAU.
Oh, wow.
New Face was there. There's your proof.
Pop this shit.
Drop a bomb.
You want to say, oh, that's a comic book. There's a picture right there. You know, I have the video. He did sign.
Period.
So, you know, everything often.
Authentic.
Authentic.
Yeah.
And authenticated.
There you go. That what he said.
Yeah. Boom. Another bomb.
Wait. You got the Vibe magazine.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Master P, I'm about it on VHS.
I see. Okay, that was
still works. Rewind too. Remember back in the day?
Yeah. Be kind and rewind.
You know, we need people like you.
Oh my gosh.
And if you know this, and you know the first thing, they'd be like,
yep.
Gotta blow it.
Gotta blow it.
So that's really like, my brand is, I'm New Face, but my brand is Nostalgia. So, and people know me for having stuff like this, and Nostalgia is that feeling, like when I pull this out. Those first 2 seconds where it went through your head or yours, it's like a peel. Like,
oh, I was sitting there.
You took
like,
me back.
I was taken aback. I couldn't even.
Even with the phone.
I'm like, wait a minute.
You got the throwback phone right there, too. Is this a throwback phone?
Yeah, this is a next tip.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a next tip.
With the antenna. Oh, my gosh.
No internet. No IG on here.
Snake
and Brick. Remember?
And Brick. Oh, yeah.
I saw that on the Cash Money album. Yeah. I feel like Mac had
Fiend or, had one.
Fiend
he was on the cover.
Yeah. Oh my god!
There's one in every family.
Oh my goodness, that's hard, bro.
Yeah.
I got some good questions on that.
Okay.
All right. St. Andrew's Hall and other venues in Detroit are blank.
Are historic. Part of Detroit history, like from the artists that perform there, the movements that have been are there. How many times I've seen it on a flyer, I just knew it was like monumental. And it's not even, for my part, I'm a hip hop fan, but I've seen like rock and roll bands do St. Andrew's Hall and downtown and Greek Town, Detroit. So those, that's a historical landmark in my perspective.
So you from that era too. I feel like we from that same era where rock and rap, we used to listen to both of them. Like,
oh yeah.
We used to listen to that Green Day, and we also listened to whatever hip-hop was popping that day, Wu-Tang or whatever was going on.
When Run DMC became the first hip-hop artist to be on MTV, it was with Aerosmith. But because of, like you said, I was already familiar with Aerosmith. You know, and hip-hop is a, you know, derived out of from the disco age, and Detroit was big on disco and house, so all those type of things we were familiar with in Detroit. You know, that's why I have a palette that's so wide in range, from West Coast to South Coast to Chicago to the Houston. Like I was just a kid, and these album covers really gravitated to me, and that's really what, because I was a comic book kid at that point.
I was going to say, because you got into hip hop because you saw the Def Jam tour, right? The original.
No, Fresh Fest.
Fresh Fest.
Fresh Fest. Yeah, my father took me to the Fresh Fest. So imagine the first rappers that I seen was Beastie Boys as a new act. LL Cool J with just him in the radio, and Run DMC at the end saying, if you have Adidas, take your shoes off and put them in the air. And my father had bought him, myself, and my cousin a tracksuit and Adidas too. So I was a kid saying, oh shit. I got Adidas. I can do that.
Shout out to Black fathers.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Exactly.
That's hard. So. That's hard. Hey, Blaze got a picture of his tops took him to a Jordan game. And oh, wow. Blaze is wearing all red and black.
The whole Jordan. Jays and Chicago Bulls stripe out. Y'all probably remember the outfit, the two-piece sports outfit that had the stripes coming down, made by Starter.
Yeah, black,
white, and red with the Jays.
Starter. Yeah. Keep a star.
All right. So before that Fresh Fest, what were you collecting? Comics. What was your favorite comic character?
Spider-Man off top, and Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
I collected those, and I was going to the comic book store every fucking Tuesday, every month that it came out. I was, you know, those when the racks was like that spin rack. Like,
yeah.
I need that. And Thor. And I would draw the covers too, like, you know, but yo, those are my two favorite.
How's your comic book collection nowadays?
Oh, great, because I kind of stopped. So what I've looked at and researched is the ones that I collected, those are like golden era and worth the most now. And I'm seeing auctions and I'm like, okay, $10,000 for that one. I got three of those. Okay. So I know I collected in a great time.
Do you actually like, what's the best way to find out the value for some of the stuff that you have? Do you read books nowadays? Mm-hmm. Auctions, eBay? Where do you go to find out?
I research auctions, hip-hop auctions, comic book websites, and the best barometer for me is like eBay. I look and see what's the ranges of what people are offering. I got it at home, but I got the Raekwon purple tape, only built for Cuban links. And the purple tape, and the first one you look at, if you Google it, it says $10,000, and it was sealed. But I have the purple tape, but mine's is signed by Raekwon, who's the artist, mm-hmm. Ghostface, who's the other artist, and Steve Rifkin, who's label signed him. So that's valuable, right? Whoa, so imagine, man. You know, how much is that worth? You know, it's a question to ask at that point.
You used to bring tapes to school. Back in the day, when you used to bring your stuff back in school today, the biggest pop I got when I brought Blank to school.
Oh, the Chronic, Dr. Dre, the Chronic. Like, I was the coolest kid in school that day. Like, the teachers was, what's the rack? Like, I was passing around and people were like opening up and reading the credits, and you're hearing people like, oh, Daz, that nigga Daz, oh, the DOC and RBX. Like, that was just that moment there. And it was like, I think by the third period, the teacher took my tape, like, because it was just like
too big a distraction.
Yeah, too big of a distraction, gosh. Bro. And I remember drawing that 6-4 that's on the Chronic. It actually ended up being my campaign, because I was elected senior class president.
New face of politician. I would not have thought that. This is exclusive information. Yeah. We've never heard.
It wasn't supposed to happen. I was a drawer again. So somebody said, I want you to draw my flyers or my campaign shit. Mm-hmm. And then the day before, he was like, he had a beeper. And you couldn't have beepers in school or something. And it was so he couldn't run because you broke the law.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I drew all the templates. All I needed to do was add his name and we'd go. So I just was like, fuck it. I want to put my art on the wall, so I just put my name, like, vote for Larry Compton, and put them all over school. Didn't care if I won or not, but I won. And I'm like, this wasn't, you know, I just wanted to show my art and be able to be legal to put my pamphlets in the bathrooms and in the hallways, and people would see, hey, I did that, but I won. So, shout out to art and marketing, you know, my first experience at the power of marketing.
That's dope.
That's super dope. As somebody who spends time going to record stores, I was looking at some things. When I go to Tower Records or any other record store, the first thing I would do was blank.
Oh, I always went to the clearance. I went to clearance first, like the half off. I go there first because I know what's already out, but I want to see what did somebody throw away or resell or the cheapest shit. And Tower's going, but I will go over to the clearance, take the little sticker off there, and put this sticker on something new. Like, oh, you got a new record for 50% off? I didn't put the sticker on there, man. I didn't know it was over here. It was in the clearance rack. Man, this came out yesterday. Okay, we got it.
The customer's always right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't work here, man. I got this over there.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Wait. These things that you have accumulated are things that, like, you have, like, personal stories with. Everything that you have personal stories with. It's not like, oh, hey, I found this.
Oh, no. Most of them, I went to the store. Most of them are, like, the day of. So something like this. So you're from my generation. Remember Columbia House?
Yeah.
12 cassettes for one penny.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that. All you had to do was pay the shipping and handling.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And that was like $12, but you're getting 12 cassettes. So that was like the first streaming, because it's like, I wouldn't buy that, but shit, it's free. Let me get that. So this De La Soul, RIP to Trugoy, who just passed, yeah, this is one of those copies that I got from there. And then I was like, I'm going to do this again and just do a different name.
Yeah.
Like, I was the first scammer. Like, I was like, my mom was like, we got mail here for Hector Gonzalez? Oh, that's me. James Boise? Yeah, that's me too. Yeah, that's me. More tapes. So, like,
that,
you know,
so
while those don't have individual memories attached to them, a bulk of my collection is because of, you know, Columbia House and being a member of Columbia House subscription type shit.
That's dope.
That's dope as hell.
Like, even the toy?
The toys? Oh, yeah. Like, so, and this one's special because if you're familiar with this, is you know, but this was an invitation. This is an invitation. If you notice, the DTP logo is on here.
Yeah, I was like.
This is ludicrous. This was the invitations to the Red Light District album that came out. So, everybody that were invited to the party, they gave these out. So, if you look inside there, and you'll see this is an invitation. So, then hit the on, you know how to use that. You see, it's an invitation. It gives you the direction. It's sponsored by Jack Daniels.
This
the location.
Is hot as fuck. It's
beautiful women. You know, like, and I'm looking at like this is an invitation.
Release party. Oh, this is so cute. Oh my gosh.
That's nostalgia. See, that's what I'm saying.
That's bomb. That's a great idea.
And again, somebody may have one of those, right? But mine is assigned by Shaka Zulu, who's president of DTP.
Oh my god!
And Ludacris, who's the artist. And I know the guy who did the logo, Mr. Soul, did the DTP logo. He did the logo for Nostalgia, my brand. So it's like little things that maybe in 10 years that people are gonna be like, oh shit! Like, you know, it's collectors out here, but how can I be different? Know, how am I shit gonna be different? Gangsta Boo, I took it to the Trap Music Museum. She autographed this tape.
Wow.
Inquiring Mind. But the cover was already at the museum because when they called me to put my collection in there, I'm like, we need some women in there. Right.
Yeah.
And while they may not be considered trap, but I'm like, Mia X, Trina, and Gangsta Boo. That's who I nominate. So if you go there, you'll see their magazines, their tapes, and those are my tape. So right. When I took Mia X to see her stuff on there, I like felt good because they get to get those loved and respected they deserve. I took Gangsta Boo, same thing. Then she signed that for me, and just from then, it's like dope to have these personal relationships with the people I consider my heroes. You know, growing up.
Yeah. So like, are you gonna sell it? Anything?
Nah. Most of the things maybe auction if it's like for a good cause, but I'm thinking more like museum.
Like a museum
a collection like. You know, like when the Jeezy just did a show at the Atlanta Symphony Hall, I had the first flyer for Visions. He had his album release party at Visions.
I was there.
And so I went in, and I still have the original flyer. He's on there with the boxes. So they recreated that set, but they knew it because of my flyer. And I had another built, the cover of Ozone Magazine. So that's on display there. So,
do they pay you each time they use it?
Yeah. And so I'm calling them like, you want me to come pick up my stuff? They're like, it's in storage. And I'm like, you can come get it, but we're doing a show in Carnegie Hall. So it's going to be there, and you're on a list to come there. So, like, this is affording me opportunities to be a part of music videos. Yeah. I'm in a trap music museum. When people do TV shows.
You talk so fast, New Face. What did you just say? Did you what piece is going to Carnegie Hall? What piece
The Jeezy flyer from the album release party. Okay. When it's TM101, the very first album, he did an album release party, and I was there.
Okay.
But I still have the exact flyer.
Wow.
Still in Chris Pristine, Stainless Steel Entertainment. Visions, AG Entertainment, and they were all there. And so that'll be in Carnegie Hall when he does that show. So
you can
be
used for like people can rent your stuff out for like movies and stuff, like period pieces where it's like, oh, do we know what it looks like? We need every detail, because sometimes online, it doesn't give every detail. It doesn't give you the same, as you would say, nostalgia, you know, seeing that piece, you know, and it doesn't show just like everything. Like,
yeah, that's the difference, because I'm able to, and I'm accessible. And you know, my hashtag is Newface was there, so I'm like the easiest person. Because if, like you said, if you go to Google or eBay, how long that's going to take to ship? When you got a resource here in Atlanta. Like, the other thing that I know my value is, while there are hip hop collectors, nobody has a deep South collection of mine. So like when I go to a show, the what was it? The New Millennium Tour. That was Scrappy, Trillville, Franchise Boys, right?
Great.
While those are huge artists and we know how much they mean to us, they weren't on the cover of Vibe. They weren't on Source, but they were on the cover of Murder Dog, Ozone Magazines, things like that. And I have those in my collection. So I'm able to go to Scrappy and say, can you sign my cover that you're on? So what does that do for that artist? Like, you know, but I'm the one to have that. So if even the New Millennium Tour that went on, I was the video. They made a video before they walked on the screen. So the scene is they were robbing the studio. And I'm in the studio with all Trillville and Scrappy collection in the studio. And I'm counting money. And I'm like, yeah, I got all this stuff. And then Scrappy and them come in and they beat me up and take my stuff. And Princess from Crime Mob is driving the car. And this is the movie that plays before. And they got on the hazmat suits and everything. And then they come out to this. So while they were on a tour, my stuff, myself, were on every screen and every stop of their tour because of that.
Damn.
I got a fill in the blank. Another one. Moving from Detroit to Atlanta, you went to Clark Atlanta University. Mm-hmm. You went there to be a what?
Still following in graphic arts, drawing, and I can, it just made no sense at all because I'm like, but most of my class were at Spelman, so that was a great part. So imagine like doing printmaking, life drawing like nude models, and being on the campus full of girls was like the coolest. Plus, the whole campus experience back then was totally different. Like there's a fashion show before every class, everybody's walking in, you know, just that scene was just like magical, like black excellence at its highest. Like what was the beginning of the Outcast, like the scene was thick, L dogs, nothing but them lacks, like type shit like that. Like it was just a magical time frame. But I went. Fine arts was my major.
What was your favorite moment at Clark Atlanta University?
Meeting Outkast, getting the Elevators. They had a release party and they gave the cassette single for Elevators out. So that's where I first met Big Boy. I have a picture of that where he signed it. Andre 3000's right there. And I still have the poster and the Elevators cassette single. And that one, and also the first show I seen was the Channel Live, the Fugees, when they were unknown, and Goody Mob. And there was a situation where CeeLo had jumped off the stage because somebody had threw something on the stage, and he jumped off. But apparently he had kind of hurt his ankle or something. But he wrote a book and released it, an autobiography, about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And his life is, it's CeeLo, right? But he wrote about that day. And I'm in my head like, I was there.
New Face was there.
Like, literally, like, and I was like, out of all the moments he has, and I'm telling Gip, like, cause Gip remember, like, and I didn't really know them, but I was there. And my personal friends remember that. So it's like, out of all those years, that moment stood out in his autobiography. So.
That's
crazy. So it's fair to say when you moved here, but they're on a come up. So I got a question. Blank was the biggest movement in the city when I moved to Atlanta. What was the biggest move?
Camp, Raheem the Dream. Camp, Jelly, that whole thing, MC Assault, that Baby D, that Archie,
Baby D,
that whole, that little, Arch. Before all that, Collie Park, you know, that whole, that movement, like, like that Miami bass shit, you know, Shy D, DJ Toomp, early DJ Toomp as a real DJ type shit, you know. That was going on in the cars and the clubs and the Freaknik. Cause I got here, I came here because of college, I say, but it was Freaknik. I came on a college trip and Freaknik was going on.
Lord Jesus.
That's and I was like, I need a reason to come back here. I'm going to say it's college. Mom, I know where I'm going to go. Going to CAU. Yeah. I've seen the scholars. I met the teachers. Look. I met the teachers.
Love it out there, Mom.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So the hip hop being the hip hop 50. If New Face was curating the hip hop 50, Blank would be there.
The South.
There was not a lot of South at the Grammys. I feel like.
Yeah, like if you look at the screen on the thing, like Scrappy's name was up there, you know, and there was other artists, but it's just like, again, I want to be that representation for the South, because still to this day, like, you know. And we still had that chip on our shoulder from when Andre said, you know, the South got something to say. Like, we still have to prove ourselves. Like, prime example, when JD said, I made BET 106 and Park for, I invented that, and I did that for Bow Wow, right? And then there was all this get back from people saying, oh, that's not true, it's not true. But let Puff Daddy would have said something like that, right? They would have been like, oh, yeah, it's right.
Yeah, you know? They wouldn't have questioned.
But that's that South mentality still. We still got to get that. We got to still prove ourselves, and we've been on top for 15, 20 years, and we still have that. So that I as a collector, I want to be able to be like, you know, when somebody has or needs something from the South and the West Coast as well, that you can call me because I got it.
So what was the most recent thing that you collected?
Well, collected and get autographs are different, because most of these you see is fairly old, you know. Yeah. Except, you know, like, this is recent. This is Nipsey Hussle.
Okay, yeah.
But I go off trying to add value to my collection. Like, just literally yesterday, Bun B signed this.
Wow.
Like, but he had already signed this. But now what I'm doing is, because I'm a brand, I usually ask a question and just getting comfortable with that type thing. So I asked him, what's your best song on side two? And he said 316. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my shit, too, 316. Because he was like, we weren't even a lyrical group, but we were talking about 316, you know, verses. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and I wrote two of the three. You know, Pimp C wrote his, but he wrote DMD and BLMB wrote his. So it's like I'm learning new things, too. So I would say this is probably the most recent. But I really, you know, and again, that's the other thing. It's no new magazines out. It's no new, like, there's no new sources not out anymore. The vibe is not out anymore. So it's hard to say what's new. But every time I go to a show or concert, I get the set list. So like when Jeezy did a show, I got the track, you know, the songs that the groups are going to play. Mm-hmm. So that's like a new addiction of mine, is getting things like that, because, you know, tangible things. But and this is pretty new.
Oh.
This is the Atlanta Rap Map.
Signed.
The artist.
Damn. Ooh.
I was one of the first people we gave, and they just inducted this map into the Library of Congress. But me being me, I'm like, I can't just have a map. So everybody I meet, I have them sign this. So JD, T.I., Jeezy, Scrappy, Crime Walker just signed that. Dro, Travis Porter all signed that. Rich Homie Quan, Goody Mob up there, Sammy Sam. Lotto's there, yeah, she's right there.
Oh, did she sign?
Wow, bro. Not yet. Oh. She signed my freshman cover, so, oh, okay. You know. And that's the other thing, too. It's not like I only mess with old school artists. Like, I've got 21 Savage, Herbo's autograph, Lotto cover, Jack Harlow. We got him on 85 South Show. So it's like, I just want to support. And I'm addicted to, like, evolution. So I like to see things from the beginning and watch it grow, you know. And those people are going to be who they are without me, but it's like, how can I, you know, be a fan? Show people it's cool to be a fan. Like, you know, I'm cool with being in the audience saying, hell, that's dope, you know, and keep going, bro.
Okay.
When New Face moved to the South, where was he circulating around? This is a fill-in-the-blank question. My favorite hood / music club coming up in Atlanta was blank.
Well, CAU, I was over there, so that's West End, and it was a strip club called Montrez. and West End Mall was
the shake joint.
Yeah, that and Peppermint Music was in West End. 559 was over there. So I was just like a kid, like a college kid, indulging, just, you know, like when you like, I'm grown now. Like, I got my first tattoo on at West End Tattoo. the strip, like everything was over 559s right there. And I can walk to my dorm. Like they had shuttles back then. So everything was like, that was probably my favorite because it was just like unfiltered, just fun. Like I drink blue motherfuckers throwing up in the parking lot of 559, watching a fight. I think it was Bruce and Little John. Like it was a fight broke out at that club.
Little Bruce and John.
Well, it was like a comedy show, but this is when it was new to do comedy in a club. Mm-hmm. And imagine this is thugged out like 559 and people telling jokes and you joan on the wrong person.
Oh yeah,
this is just a recipe for disaster. And I just remember being there with chairs being thrown. Like, oh, this is fun.
So Lil Jon's camp started throwing chairs.
But no, they were just in the building. Okay. I just remember those faces. I just know
the Big Show trying to get to the sauce. To the tea.
Did you say?
Yeah.
Hold up now, skirt.
Bruce yeah. Lil Jon fighting, I can see that.
That's where Lil Jon started the okay at, because he's like okay, like he threw a chair, like.
Man, I knew you had some club stories. Yeah,
and most recent was being in Magic City during the Versus.
That was
Jeezy
on my list.
And Gucci Man, and I was like right behind Gucci by default, I guess, because I came through the back door. So they had everybody who came through the back door. You had to go on that side, and I just didn't know. So I'm a fan of both. Yeah. Just put that out there, but I'm probably more leaning towards the Jeezy.
Yeah.
So it's just weird because I'm on the Jeezy Gucci side. So when a Jeezy song going on, I'm still the only one like, nigga, trap or die, and they over there with the. I'm looking like the traitor, but I mean, I'm a fan of music.
Yeah.
I've been around Gucci. They don't play really around Gucci. Yeah, ain't too me taking pictures. Ain't too much none of that.
I know, because I had the magazines ready to sign, but it just was. Sometimes I'd be like, it ain't my moment. But and I never
got be a vibe, right?
Yeah, and I never got so many calls from personal friends of because I was on Versus, so people see me, but my phone was like, are you okay? How like it's dangerous. I'm like, I've been in clubs with rappers thousands of times. This is no like the TV's here, but for some reason, people were calling me worried. Like, are you okay? What? And I'm like, I've been in worse places, dangerous than a strip club. You know, like, why you ain't call me? Like, I was just, just little shit like that. But that stands out, being there. And then just seeing that moment when them shaking hands and Gucci saying, I want to extend the olive branch. Because it started out very tense, very tense. Man, I will say that. I will say that. Like, what the fuck is going to happen?
So what was that feel? It was real tense in there? It was like...
Yeah, because it was sides. Like, it was their campsites. And, Zay Tovin, Holiday. Like, I know both parties, drama. You know, I know both parties. But it still just felt like this sense. And the other parties that I think should have helped. I'm like, we in Magic City doing the Verses. There were no dancers.
That's hilarious.
That was the worst part I questioned the most. Like, that would have, like, eased a little bit of the tension. Like,
a little bit.
Because I'm like... I'm just used to the strip club vibe, and we in here. Let's elite. That would have been fun. Like, that would have been bucket list. Like, I'm getting a lap dance while Jeezy's like, shit. Yeah, but, that never happened. But
did they even have music playing before the Verses started?
Because Holiday, Holiday and Teflon and, DJ Ace. Were playing they little set, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever get a Gucci Man drop? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I've had it countless times, but probably like you said, wish me luck. Legends of the Streets tour is this Sunday.
Gucci.
At State Farm Arena.
Gucci. I know you're going to hear this. New face stamps by Highly Unique Radio.
That's going to be something because that's the only one that I haven't got a Gucci autograph. Been in buildings many a times.
But it's just the vibe sometimes.
Yeah,
you can't
sometimes
just
I
be
sacrifice.
Like
I don't want to be, So.
I tried to get a Gucci Man drop. I got punched in the chest by his security.
Oh, what?
Yeah, at Republic.
Oh,
yeah.
Gucci Man is so nice, though.
Once you get to the core, I seen it. I know it, but it's that type. Like, I remember getting Little Kim's Hardcore. We was at Rock the Bells Festival in New York, Queens, New York. And I'm Little Kim, security. She even was like, no, it's okay. It's okay. Like, I felt like I got son. Like, she was like, it's okay. He's so, and she signed it. But I'm like, God damn, it's not a gun. Like, this,
Lil Kim security played me too at the,
Hey man, this guy got down, saw Lil Kim and lost his damn mind. And this was recent.
Oh shit!
We was at the Quavo and Takeoff listening party.
Okay. Oh, at a, yeah.
And she fucked around and why we was on the way
at out Mike Will's studio, leaving. Right?
Was yeah, Mike? Yeah, yeah. His building. And we was leaving. We were walking up, and all of a sudden, I couldn't really see her at first. So I see somebody walking, and next thing I know, this nigga done took off. Boom.
Solid. Like, what the made fuck his this run. Nigga move. Doing?
The security was hating though. They flashed they lights into my camera so I couldn't get no picture.
Oh.
Hey, that was not, I wasn't even close to
but I got it on camera. He talking about, cause she did look at him. He talking about, oh my God, no. Look, Kim looked at me.
No. She said hi to me. Get it right.
I'm sorry, sir. Remember that in forever.
Drop a bomb.
She said hi to me. Oh, I would get that tattooed to me. Little Kim said hi to me. You see it, man. You see it.
Look.
Me.
Oh, I love it. Lil' Kim is really nice, too.
Yes, it's just
a vibe sometimes. And, you know, it's the setting, too.
Definitely the setting.
You know, you got to think you're dealing with gangsters, people that, you know, and they're on guard, especially when you're out at the club or around a lot of people. But now if it's like, when I met Gucci Mane was at a his listening party, and he was nice.
That's the right setting, though.
Yeah.
Cause we're here listening to your shit.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
He was nice.
Cause one bad word, you know.
So you gotta.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. He had a private listening party at Patchwork, and that's when I met him. Yeah. And, Scoop.
Like the T.I. and Jeezy. I got them the day after the basketball game. Jeezy did the halftime. So I got Raheem and Dream to sign this. And then I went to Trap City Cafe. And ironically, like, Tip and Jeezy was there. And I'm like, well,
oh,
shit.
Oh, my God.
I got it on me. Might as well. And
might as well.
You know, and Tip's always been solid with, you know, just letting me come in there. And he knows me, so he's always the first one to be like, New Face is here. It's official. It didn't happen if New Face wasn't there. So in Atlanta, it's pretty good because most people know I come with love and what I'm about. So, yeah. You know, it's just
about... What about when you go to other cities? How is it like?
New York was cool because most of them, like, so when I went with Nori, and that's Drink Champs.
Yeah.
And so I've been on his show a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So most of those artists know me from that. But even through social media, so say an artist from the North, they know of what I do. They follow my movement.
Yeah.
So they pretty much knew it wasn't, you know, like Trina Show Love, the Mob Deep, I got them, Fat Joe, Jim, like they all show love because they pretty much know, like Busta Rhymes when I seen him, but I seen him prior on 85 South Show. So again, it's like, I know what he does. I get my moment and I'm out. Like, I'm not just straggling around just cause I want to, you know, be seen. Like, got my moment and I'm out and I'm not standing around and I don't need you to be on my mixtape or do anything for me. Like, you know, I love this album. I wanted to say thank you and my autograph and just for proof. But that's turned in relationships because now I'm like booking artists, so they trust me with their vision. I'm saying you should do the interview here, and they trust in, oh, okay, I'll do it, you know. So that's been the best part of me being a fan to, like, you know, managing people or booking artists and trusting them and getting them a bag, you know.
Yeah, so you manage artists?
Consult. I would say consult.
Okay. I'll say consult.
So I'll give you one example. I was working with the wrestling league. It's out there, I forget the name of it, but they had a wrestling event and they always wanted to include rappers in it. So the first one, Pastor Troy did before and after fights, right? So they wanted a new one. So I said, maybe Scrappy would want to do it. Scrappy agreed to it. They booked him to perform. And then, I don't know if you've seen it, the wrestler came in and pushed Scrappy and took his chain, well, the chain broke when he pushed him.
Oh,
and Scrappy got damn rock bottom, that boy.
Was it real?
He did rock bottom that boy.
It was planned
for him to break his chain.
Yeah, that so you know
part of the show.
So then he did a rematch but Scrappy was like, man, that was a fantasy of mine to always, you know, and I get to show my kids that I got them and they did a rematch. They wrestled. Scrappy did a whole wrestling match.
I think I seen it.
And then now after that, like other rappers have been in the other wrestling. I seen Trina be in the ring and Kevin Gates. Yeah. Like just combining wrestling and hip hop. So it was just dope because I made his day.
Yeah.
And he, of course, he got paid too, but that, the, seeing the smile on his face, like, after that, and it went viral, you know, all the posts used my clip, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's just moments like that where how can I add value to you and your artistry or just your legacy?
Yeah. Well, hopefully Gucci Man,
wish me luck.
We gonna
if you do, that. I'm gonna have it on my, if it's a magazine, I'm gonna wear it for a week around my neck. Like, I got it. I got it.
Look, that is so funny. So, okay. So what are the key things that you're like, I need to get these signed besides the Gucci Man? What's something that you're like, I know, the map.
That LL Cool J is another one. We've met countless times. We've been on live. I gave him a tour of my house, and he was just amazing, everything. But to get something by him autographed is because that's the first rap. That's why I'm a rap fan. So it only makes sense. So we're doing a Rock the Bells cruise. So I'll be doing a museum on the boat. They're going from Miami to Bahamas.
So
this is world. This is exclusive information.
So this would be a goal of mine to be a fan, but get paid and be on a boat with like a lineup. I think Lil Jon, Rick Ross, Trina, special. Like it's a whole. Like imagine a festival on a boat. Oh, you know, man. Hopefully it's not the Titanic boat, but like damn, rap fan dies with all the biggest rap.
No, don't say that. Oh my gosh.
Made history again. New face was there.
Look,
drops the mic.
Oh nah, man,
jokes. But yeah, that's a vision coming in November. So I'll be able to get that moment with LL because they can't go nowhere. We all on the boat together, baby.
That's funny.
So.
That's hilarious. New face, you got a little comedy to you. I see you on the 85 South show too. You ever thought about what's your relationship with comedy and New Face?
I used to always go. So that was my balance, you know, because like I was hustling, I was college, I was everything. At that time I was a father, home. So that was my day off and that was my release, like comedy. So I would go to the comedy clubs every Sunday. Nara, shout out to Nara, Celebrity Sundays. He would host it. You would see guys like Shawty, Dirty South, Tyler Craig. But in the midst of that, I was able to see Little Duval's first time, Ronnie Jordan's first time, K-Dub's first time, LeVar Walker, Carlos, seeing these guys in their infancy stages. And I was there, Sko Bubba, RIP. So seeing that, it gave me a release, and I was just able to be like, take a load off and be like, you know, escape from real life to have fun with people in this comedy club every Sunday. And that built relationships. I started making shirts for most of the comedians. So if you look at TV1, Who Got Jokes, K-Dub is wearing a shirt that I made him. Carlos Miller will wear shirts that I made for him on stage. Everyone would knew me back then. I would make shirts for Chris Set It Off Jones and Clayton English, who's now in the Marvel film. He's a part of the 85 South show. So it's just those relationships. But funny story, I was so enthralled in it, I thought I could do it, you know. And my name was Child's Play, and I went 2 times. I went up.
That's funny.
And got 2 times. But Nara was like, you're going to have to get booed just to kind of know how you're going to adjust. And I didn't want to take that step.
Oh.
Like, I just didn't know. Because I didn't really have a comeback. I was from Detroit until like I probably would have squared up with somebody or like, man, like, but you gotta, you know, it's comedy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, I didn't know how I was going to do that comeback. So I was like, I'm good. 2 and done.
That's dope.
This is exclusive information. Nobody ever heard of. What's your comedian name?
Child's Play.
Child's Play.
Cause I looked it like a kid and I had the braids. And
so that's why that's how you got a relationship with 85 South Show and all these comedians, Ronnie Jordan. You saw them coming up. It just wasn't you just hopped on the podcast.
Yeah, when they were selling DVDs backstage and shirts and you know, that type of thing. They remember and they've been solid ever since. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen it. I've seen their rise. DC Young Fly would come into the comedy club not to perform but sit in the crowd and watch and study. Because he was, you know, a comedian or funny online. There's a lot of people that can't transition into funny on stage. And in real life, I watched him sit there and study and nobody kind of knew it. And he just watched. soaked up game, and that's why he's at where he is. And oh, I would give him books to read. Oh, he's just an avid reader anyway. But again, here's, I think this would help you on your journey, and he doing that. So every time he do a show, I pull up Carlos Miller, the same thing. Like, just been solid in real life, and they kind of respect my hip hop, you know, historian vibes, because at the end of every show, Carlos would be like, "We got our neighborhood historian, New Face. What you got for Snoop Dogg? What you got for Busta Rhymes?" And I'm able to, in that setting, pull out everything. And again, it's not fans around, so they I'm able to give them their flowers. Like, we just did a little flip, and I was being different. I was like, every time I pull something out the bag, just freestyle. You the freestyle king, so he's freestyling everything I'm pull out. So, you know, and it's just amazing to be a part of that whole thing. Chico Bean, he's from D.C., but once he hopped on, I've been a fan, and he's been real because he's done shows in cities where I'm not at, and he's taking care of me or my people, you know. So he's been solid along the way, and you got to respect people like that who don't change. And that's what I kind of represent and support people like that, because there's a lot of people that probably done me dirty, but it ain't gonna stop my motion. Yeah. I'm still celebrate the people who do support me.
Period.
Why waste energy on minor people? You know, I'm gonna fuck with who fuck with me, and exactly. That's the flowers that I've grown so far.
We're gonna bring Problem Child back out one day, man.
Yes.
We had to bring Problem Child. What you got? At least now we got
it. I was gonna just ask you what was your sign? What sign are you?
Oh, Capricorn, January 9th.
Okay, Capricorn.
Yep, Capricorn. January. That's DJ Nabs, Greg Street, Just Blaze, Angie Martinez, DJ Scream, Queen Roots, Jesus. Yeah, we got the whole list. Here we got the note, DJ Scream. Yeah, we're gonna do the all cap DJ Zaytoven and Dro. But next year we're gonna do the all cap party, not no cap, but all cap. Only Capricorns invited.
Y'all, okay.
New Face was there when I brought two girls with me to the Nelly party.
Oh, yeah.
New Face was there. New Face was
pimping. Pimp juice. Real life pimp juice.
Real quick, I got a question. Foot Locker or Mr. Allen's?
Mr. Allen's. For the two, the two for the two for the two. I'm feeler down back in Detroit, so, you know, I was feeler up. But yeah, Mr. Allen's and then Walters.
Yeah.
Man, I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for
bringing history to us. You know what I'm saying? That shit is so dope. It's so amazing. Every time I look, I'm like, damn, I remember the, you know. Definitely different. Definitely, you know, it's... Some people be like, oh, he just got hella old stuff. But people don't understand. You have things that are signed, things that have moments attached to them, memories. You got pictures. This is amazing to me. So what's your social media? Where can they find you?
We can start with YouTube because we got new content on the way. Shout out to my dog, Cali Shots. You know, we've been filming some great content and got more on the way. So shout out to him. But YouTube, I am New Face. It's the channel on YouTube. I am spelled New Face, and it's not N-E-W. It's like N-U. I got that from FUBU, for us, by us. New Face, now under Fashion, all can excel. And New Face unites fashion, art, culture, and entertainment are the acronyms. And at New Face on Twitter, Instagram, MySpace, Christian Mingle, Black Planet.
You follow back Yahoo on social media.
Follow back, talk back, DM back.
Look, all that.
All that. And we got a GoFundMe promotion for me on the road to Paris and Rock the Bells for this cruise to put together this content and this showcase. So and Nostalgia is the brand. I do a monthly exhibit where I do house my collection in one central place featuring black artists to sell and have performers, like a little festival. And we're at New Apollo every once a month at Apache Cafe, me, Gray, and DJ Phoenix Star, once a month on the second Wednesday of every month. So March 8th is the next one. We'll be at Apache looking for new talent, any talent, and the audience gets to decide, do you get to do another song or get the hell on? So.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming by.
Thank you. It's official. New Face was there, right?
New Face was there. Stamps. Period. Stamps. Y'all, I love it. Y'all, we're going to get to a break, y'all. And make sure you guys tap in to the app, Highly Unique Radio. Make sure you guys follow my player partners, Get Money Blaze, Big Show.
C-H-E-A-U-X, DJ Big Show. Shout out to ATL Top 20 for making the connection. Hey,
and your favorite radio baddie, Alician, y'all. This is One Up Chronicles.
Already.
Let's go. Walk inside it, I got it. Standing on top of VIP, this is my home. Put my boys on Benny Credit, we own it homes now. SRT got a wide body, kill it, yo. Like I was a cute, TikTok money, Carlo 415, ain't got no room. Yeah, we pop outside, we be outside, we be with the vibe, y'all. VIP status, we throwing up one, they shaking it. Tryna blow my mood, tryna blow my vibe, you know I ain't standing. I'm working my mood, I'm tryna get by, fresh as f***ing, I slide through. You said that she yours, she mine too. My earring hit like Kung Fu. I'm out of my business, I ain't standing. Black friends on my face, I ain't standing, no hater. Putting miles on this town, man, I'll get to the paper. I thank God I'm a real, they got no hate in my blood. Marching band in it, I got the racks in the club. Walk inside it, I got it on. Standing on top of VIP, this is my home. Put my boys on Bentley Credit, we own it homes now. SRT got a wide body, kill it, yo. In the world got this home. Custom drip and it's made for me. Can't now one of y'all drip like me. Put in their face, 3D, jump off the stage. Jet Li, slam deck, I could've played college. All in my business, don't worry about it. Okay. On my rabbit, style, filing. Yeah, I'm putting the pieces together, my there's no styling. My bad. She walked in the room and stayed up. She bought that bag. I feel like a rock star. I can achieve that. Whatever I want, you know that I get it. You better believe it. I be on top of the mountain. Inside it, I got it on. Standing on top of VIP, this is my home. Put my boys on Bentley Credit, we own it homes now. SRT got a wide body, kill it, yo. I can't wait to blow up back at it.